Chapter 1. She was tired today because of the screaming. That horrible screaming that had woken her up last night, just like it had the night before. Screams out of the darkness that cut into her heart like razor blades. Distant, muffled screams that trapped her and dangled her precariously between consciousness and full-blown nightmares. Miranda! At first she thought it was the hurricane all over again. Shrieking wind, screeches and groans of the roof and walls splitting and exploding around her. Or maybe her mother's cries of terror, or her own hysterical weeping. But then, of course, she'd realized where she was. In a different bed, in a different house, far from Florida, far from the home where she'd slept and felt safe. And those screams were so real, much more real than any dream could ever be. She hadn't had a decent night's sleep since they'd moved here to St. Yvette. Naturally, Mom didn't believe her about the screams. Mom just kept telling her she was imagining it. And the harder Miranda tried to sleep, and the harder Mom tried to rationalize, the worse everything got. Miranda's energy was sapped. Her thoughts strayed down 100 dark paths. It was impossible for her to concentrate on anything anymore. Miranda Barnes. Huh? Snapping back to attention, Miranda saw Miss Dupree paused beside the chalkboard, fixing her with a benevolent gaze. The whole class turned in Miranda's direction. For a split second, Miranda wondered what they saw. A slight, not very tall girl with short brown hair pushed nervously behind her ears. A nice enough girl with hazel eyes and a heart-shaped face and a light sprinkling of freckles across her nose. Or the silent girl, the sullen girl, who, in her 3 days at St. Yvette High School, had yet to meet their eyes when they passed her in the hall, who never spoke, never smiled, never bothered to be friendly. They couldn't see the fear, that much she was sure of, the shock, the anguish, the grief, the emotions that choked her every time she let her guard down. So she wouldn't let her guard down. Not with these kids, not in this school, not in this town. Not now, not ever. "Oh, yes, I'm here," she mumbled. As her cheeks flushed, Miranda's hands clenched tightly in her lap. "I know you're here, dear," Miss Dupree went on sweetly. "I was just explaining this little assignment we're all going to be working on."
"Little assignment?" a voice complained from the front row. "Come on, Miss Dupree. It counts for half our grade."
"I'm well aware of that, Parker. And just think how much it would count for if it were a big assignment."
The room erupted in laughter while the young man lounged back in his desk and grinned. Parker Wilmington. Miranda was already familiar with that name. She was sure she'd heard it uttered longingly from the lips of every girl in St. Yvette High, from giggly freshmen all the way up through her senior class. Tall and blonde, sea-green eyes, those gorgeous, unruly strands of hair framing his handsome face, no matter how many times he shook them back. Star quarterback, not a single game lost last season. Self-confident swagger, cocky smile, and taken. Very and most definitely taken. By the beautiful girl who was sitting next to Miranda at this very minute. Miranda glanced quickly across the aisle. Ashley. Ashley something, she couldn't remember. Ashley something or other, with the long golden hair and the petite figure and the sexy little cheerleader uniform she was wearing today. One of those picture-perfect girls who would always be drooled over and sought after and passionately admired. So, of course, she's with Parker Wilmington. Who else? Miranda didn't realize she was staring,